Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. 30 minutes, Cody. Set your alarm. 30 minutes until Bleep You Thursday. Lot to be mad about. I almost want to get Brock in here to talk construction and being able to park. Now, Brock is producing a show, so he'll be unable to. A lot of things to be mad at in the world. You get to share them with us. 800-636-1067. Segment doesn't start till 1 o'clock, so be prepared. In 15 minutes, we'll be joined by our favorite Washington Capitol, Mr. Garnet Hathaway. One thing I wanted to ask you about real quick, B.
Yo.
I don't know if you saw, but obviously the Washington football team will release its new name, 2222.
Yeah.
We've talked about this a lot. I'm excited, man. I don't know if I'm excited for the new name the most. I don't know if I'm excited for the new logo, see what the new gear looks like, the new unis the most, or if I'm just excited for it to be over, because that's
probably what it is.
It's a pretty big chunk of my excitement.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all coming down, Cotto, on 2222. Can't make this stuff up. A press release came out today from the Congress of the United States.
Mm.
Let me be clear. The Congress of the United States. This is not a state senate. This is not a county executive. This is the Congress of the United States. This is a full committee roundtable notice to members of the Committee on Oversight and Reform from Carolyn B. Maloney, chairwoman. These are Congress. These are members of Congress. Subject: Committee on Oversight and Reform Hybrid Roundtable on Examining the Washington Football Team's Toxic Workplace Culture.
Mm.
Guess when they're having this meeting, B? That will be streamed live all over the world.
It's going to be somewhere around 2-2.
2-3. So 2-2-2-2. Have a big old party about the new name. 2-3-2-2. One day later, Congress has invited, it's my understanding, Congress is inviting, there's a number, a significant number of women and former employees of the Washington football team that have come forward to put their stories on the record, and they will all be welcome to the U.S. Capitol to do so. Or maybe it's done via Zoom. I'm not sure. I'm sure some people will be in person, some people on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
One step forward, two steps back, man.
I mean, this is not, until this is completely solved, I think, I would say the NFL did this by hiding all of the findings. And not want to release them. That's what I think is happening.
Yeah. I mean, the NFL tried to bury this thing and think enough people wouldn't respond. Enough people are responding, man. You got yourself in a situation.
As they say, you got yourself in a pickle.
There have been a significant amount. A lot of people have made this joke. I do think our friend Mike Phillips made it first. So I'm going to give him credit. Now, imagine the scene. You got all these members of Congress. You know how they always sit at those, like, elevated seats, mm-hmm. looking down on the people, like, testifying, or I don't know what the right term is, the people speaking, the people that have been invited to speak,
mm-hmm.
whether against their will or not. So imagine the Congresswoman Maloney, she says, all right, we're here to discuss issues with the Washington football team. And the folks that are down there, sitting there, they say, I'm sorry, ma'am. No idea who you're talking about. We're the Commanders. Maybe that's the move here. Change the name. Hey, that all left with the old team.
The name is gone, but the franchise still remains.
So you don't think that'll work?
That won't work.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, a pickle it is indeed. All right.
And that's not for us. I mean, that's something they in and they got to get out of. Not my deal.
Yeah, man. Let's get to the NFC Championship game. Let me ask you this. Are you a little surprised? Now, it's entirely possible this stuff was announced a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you had to rate the game in order of what you think is the biggest audience, is it Bengals, Chiefs, or Rams, Niners?
I think, to be honest with you, I think it's Rams, Niners.
Okay.
Because I think the Niners, they have a following, dude. And they've been like that for a long time.
And I imagine, I mean, L.A. is the second biggest city in the country. The Bay Area is probably top five, if not certainly top ten.
So you got, and you got,
and KC and Cincy
those
are probably
markets coming together.
KC and Cincy are probably two of the smallest markets. In,
I guarantee you,
look, in the NFL,
if you pull up the media markets, those two aren't close to San Fran and L.A.
Totally true. I was just Mahomes is the biggest star, I would say.
Yeah.
All right, if you're looking at the media markets, though, New York, L.A. is number two. The Bay Area is number six. So that's two and six. Let's see who – I don't even know who's first between Kansas City and Cincinnati. Because – oh, man, I'm scrolling way down now.
I was about to say those two together wouldn't amount to one or the other two.
Damn. You Kansas City's 34 and Cincinnati's 36. So there's your answer as far as which game goes second. That's I'm sure right. It was just already established it was going to be the NFC. But Niners-Rams, Rams are 3.5-point favorites, over under a 46.
Ooh.
That's almost a 10-point difference in the total. That's pretty significant.
And if both of those quarterbacks perform how they're capable of performing, it could be a 30-40-point difference.
For sure. And if both of the quarterbacks in this game perform how they're capable of turning it over, could be a really big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will cede the floor to the congressman from Loudoun County, Mr. Cody Betts, to explain why he thinks the Niners will win this game. Go ahead, Cotto.
I think they're going to control the game by running the ball, having the time of possession, limit the Jimmy G turnovers. He's probably going to give one up. Go bet on it. He's going to have an interception. I think we're going to be able to block Aaron Donald, Von Miller, and that pass rush. Mostly because we're going to get rid of the ball quick or run it. They're just going to get tired. We've already beat them twice. We beat them once in L.A. And if we win this weekend in L.A., we're back there again for the Super Bowl. There's a lot of motivation for this game. It's tough to beat a team three times in one season.
It's been done 17 times.
17 times. The last time was in 2009 when the Cowboys did it to the Eagles. I think there's a chance. I mean, we're getting healthy. Trent Williams, his x-rays came back negative. I think Debo's there. Our corner is back. They've got a chance.
Cody went full we there. Did you hear that, B?
Mm-hmm. We.
Yeah, we a team. We all together. Faithful to the Bay.
He's French.
You ever been to the Bay Area?
Yes. I just had a layover.
They got a casino in Santa Clara.
I had a layover
from
Vegas.
That's not been in the Bay Area.
I have had their food. Authentic airport food.
Oh, my Lord.
California.
You're basically David Hasselhoff. Basically, who's like a famous San Francisco resident? Danny Tanner, RIP. RIP. Who'd you want to say? Two shorts from Oakland.
Although I don't know.
He might have been a Raiders fan, probably, right? You're basically Jerry Garcia.
Okay.
Do you know who Jerry Garcia is?
No. I know Jeff Garcia, former 49er.
Jeff Garcia just went off on Mina Kimes on Instagram, by the way.
What are you telling?
Kind of the, how can you tell me how to throw a touchdown if you never played quarterback? Mm. It's, I don't know, kind of an aggressive take.
Aggressive, but sometimes those takes are real. I know people like to make it into what they want to make it into. It's sometimes they're right.
We got to run. Our favorite Washington Capitol, Garnet Hathaway, joins us next. You might have noticed Garnet got into a big old fist fight last night.